With King Charles being coronated this Saturday, we thought we would welcome into the studio.
Oh, good. I got questions.
Our experts on the royal family, the Skinlonen brothers, George and Gordon. You'll have to give up your microphones.
Oh,
because
really?
Okay. Nick and Rick are here.
All right.
Yeah, have a seat.
Come on over here. You can use mine.
Right. Yeah, just sit right there, Nick.
And have mine.
This, the Skinlonen brothers, they between them have 32 Super Bowl rings.
Yeah.
Nick, the longtime veteran deep snapper, now retired. Good
Thank
morning.
Thank you for knowing that. Good morning.
And Rick, the longtime veteran punter and holder, also now retired, the younger Skinlonen.
Hi, Greg.
Hi, Rick.
Hi.
And you guys, in your second career, you focus on the Royals. You specialize on the royal family, and big weekend coming.
Oh, big weekend.
So big.
I know it. This is weird to say, but... This is our Super Bowl.
Pretty much. The coronation.
The coronation is our
Saturday.
Super Bowl.
But you have all those Super Bowl rings.
I know. Yeah, but this is much more important. I mean, Super Bowls, they have been easy for guys like us.
Yeah.
We have tons of rings, but the most important ring is the one that King Charles will be putting on his finger. It's the King's ring.
That's okay. Right. And to celebrate this Saturday morning on the NFL Network, the coronation... Celebration from 2:45 Eastern Time to 2:48 Eastern Time.
Yeah, it's so short.
A 3-minute show?
Yeah.
That's
buried
all
at 2 in the morning?
Me, we complained about this. This is all Roger Goodell would give us.
More of a PSA than a
he said
show, but...
He's allowing us one last chance to do our royal specialty programming.
but a 3-minute show.
I know.
It's ridiculous, but we're really excited about it.
I don't think 3 minutes is long enough to cover the amazing life of our Queen Elizabeth and the ascendancy of Charles.
Oh, yeah. And to celebrate King Charles, we actually got a new family dog.
We got a little friend here.
That is a King Charles.
King Charles Cavalier.
Yeah, that's very nice. Very cute dog.
And his name is Tampy.
Campy.
Tampy with a T.
Oh, Tampy.
Yeah, which is Camilla's nickname for Charles.
I call him Chuck. I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, Tampy.
Tampy.
So we brought him. He's a cute little guy, isn't he?
But you know,
he's like our mascot.
I'm a little surprised that King Charles is now on a second wife.
Oh, yeah, it is a little surprising because, you know, not a lot of monarchs have been divorced, but...
No, not that.
What?
I just always thought he was gay.
What?
Nick?
I mean, blind. I mean, love is blind. That's what I'm trying to say.
What?
Yeah, love must
I'm
be blind if he
you.
Finds Camilla attractive. I mean, I shouldn't say that. That was not very nice.
Right. No, that was not nice.
That was not very nice. Speaking of not very nice, there's one glaring omission from the guest list, Craig.
Megan?
No, Beyonce.
Oh.
Why is in the Queen Bey there?
Yeah.
But also Meghan Markle. I mean, why isn't Meghan Markle there? I can't believe Charles is so petty that he would hold a book, a podcast, a reality show, and an international monarch smear campaign against her.
I know.
I mean, he's
what
so
is
petty.
Going on?
What a petty tyrant.
What is going on?
Did you guys have a lot of teammates in the NFL who were this into the royal family? Like you?
I think there were a lot. They just didn't talk about it.
Romo was
so
kind
hard
of
to tell. It's kind of a don't ask, go tell thing in the NFL.
Yeah.
Oh, Romo was into it?
Yeah, when we were with the Cowboys, he seemed to be kind of into it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he was always asking us about the royal family.
You know, with Romo, it was anything but football, you know?
Yeah, anything. As long as he didn't have to talk football with anyone,
right.
He was fine.
Right. Yeah.
He's always making
royal
conversation.
Family golf, whatever, you
but,
know?
But, yeah, so on our 3-minute show, we have a whole pre-produced piece that looks at the life of Queen Elizabeth. We have another piece where we... talk about Charles and what he's done and his work with the environment.
Yeah.
And then we're going to take some calls. And it's
really fast-paced.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really got to fly through a lot of this stuff. I mean, content is king in addition to Charles. But
that's the way they do TV now, though, with quick edits and things like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's really going to be good.
You guys will fit in.
Kind of that MTV style of
right.
TV. It's
a little dated.
Quick cuts.
Dated reference, but yeah.
Yeah. What?
You had something you wanted to say, Nick?
What? Yeah, I was, I don't know if, I'm sure the station has brought this up before concerning the royal family, but we didn't talk about it at all. I don't know. Maybe the station didn't bring it up at all. Would you try to focus a little bit?
Oh, God.
I'm grabbing the dog. Would you try to focus? You're talking,
well,
not me.
I'm not whistling on the air for my dog.
Well, maybe don't let him eat the napkin.
God, you're a whiff. Who told you to bring the freaking dog in the first place?
He's been right next to you.
Idea. I don't care. Hey, you know what? Your dog wants to eat napkins. Come over here and have another one, you moron dog.
And,
okay.
I thought you were going to be professional broadcaster.
Are you ready?
And not acknowledge stuff happening off the air.
Are you ready? Come on. Yo, you're whistling for your dog.
You interrupt your
segment. You're like, over here. Come here, boy. Come here, boy. No.
Guys,
Rick, I'm listening.
Down.
I'm listening. Down here. Come here.
I was paying attention.
Settle down.
No, you weren't. You were whistling for your dog.
And we went over this in the meeting. I mean, you do the show for the P1s, not me.
Obviously. All right.
Guys.
We got
okay,
go.
You shouldn't have brought the dog.
That was a mistake.
Good luck.
To bring the dog.
Good luck
thank
with the
you.
Show this weekend. We're Saturday morning, 2:45 to 2:48 NFL Network.
Yeah, don't blink. Are you really missing?
Good luck with
that's
it.
Your alarm. Yeah.
See you guys.
Bye. There they go, bye-bye. The Skinlonen brothers.
Skinlonen's with us once again.
Thank you guys for
just once, I'd like
sharing
to ask
your
a question or two.